Woo-hoo! This is your Attitash Race League Report with Corey Madden.
Here we go, back again from February vacation. Corey Madden, welcome.
Oh, it's great to be back here. I was a little questionable on if it was actually Wednesday since, you know, it's bluebird skies.
It looks like a bluebird
day. Dumping snow. And
usually we get some kind of storm that we're dealing with.
Yep, absolutely.
But today today will be a good one for Vermont Meisters and more. So.
Absolutely.
Speaking of that, how was your race league? How was things over at Attitash?
Our race league was... You know, we overcame some challenges yesterday for sure. And finally, we did have a transformer blow and it cut power to all of the Attitash side. So lifts had to shut down the computer. At the end of the day, we weren't even able to get everything all squared away as far as teams and stuff like that. So bear with us. You guys will see the results in the paper tomorrow. Check it out. We have our Andy's buys a half page ad alongside of our results. So it's really cool. Go check Andy's out. Chris and Tim are doing an amazing job down there, Andy's and Bartlett. And speaking of Bartlett.
Yeah.
So I'm going through the Conway Sun this morning. The most boring town. Are you kidding me?
Can you imagine that? Yeah. So Tony talked about this yesterday.
I'll barely start with Attitash. I mean, Attitash has, I am the event guy.
Right. Always something
freestyle,
going on.
Freestyle. Après ski. Racing. Mountain biking. Hiking. Running.
It's amazing.
Kayaking. I can't stop here.
Yeah,
the cross-country skiing, the campgrounds.
It just doesn't stop. Exactly. We were so surprised that was one named. And I said, wait a second. Attitash is in Bartlett. How could they even imagine talking about that? There's always something happening.
If you want to add Glenn, we've got Storyland. Red Park, a pub.
I don't know.
It's crazy. There's so many things going on. All right. Sorry.
Yeah, Corey's referencing, if you haven't seen it, MSN.com is the one who put out the article.
Yes,
and they
it's
did
a life and body style or something like that.
Exactly. And they always do like these random polls or whatever, and they took their information and they broke it down and named Bartlett to be the most boring town in New Hampshire.
I would love for that guy to come and visit.
Yeah, right, exactly.
For sure.
And show him a
tell
good time.
Us the boring side of Attitash and see if he can keep up.
So, of course.
And if anybody Oktoberfest, Blueberry Fest. I mean,
very true. Yes. Very true. We did think about that as well. We thought, wow, that doesn't make any sense because Attitash has always had something going on. Every Wednesday, you come in and have a list full of events happening all over the mountains. So,
if you want to come and be bored, come hang out with me for just one week and we'll see how bored you are.
Exactly. Right? So, okay. Get that off your chest.
Get that off my chest. I just scrolled through my phone this morning and got to the Conway Sun and, you know, it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That really stuck out to me. So. Hit a nerve.
There we go.
For sure.
It's not true, anybody. Not true out there.
No.
Okay, go
so
on.
So anyway, with the Attitash Race League, yesterday we had, we did get quite a few runs in. There was about 54 people that were able to run.
Yeah.
But with the late start, we lost some people in the morning. With the early finish, we lost some people in the afternoon. We do have a week to play with. What I'm proposing and possibly going to throw in there is that we actually count our last week. Last week, we get together for just the party.
Sure.
So instead of just having just the party, let's do our final week and make it actually count towards the standing. So that way we can kind of fit more fairly run this.
Yeah, everybody gets a fair run.
Yesterday was super windy, so the disparity of people's runs was amazing. You'd see one run that was, a 43, and then the same person's next run was 3 seconds faster because they didn't get a wind gust. So, I mean, that was a challenge as well. Chalk it up as a great practice day. The course was straight. It was fun. Coming off of a long week of vacation and not having any racing going on, the conditions also factored in, but just a nice straight bullet yesterday. Mm-hmm. Get people fired up for the downhill, get them going fast. And everybody had great times. And
good.
As far as the people that did show up, I was included in that, did not start because I was kind of letting my guy Joe warm up for a minute and then he was going to come up, relieve me. I was going to do my runs and
things happen.
But what happened yesterday is uncontrollable by anyone. Whatever happened.
But all of a sudden
you hear this big cannon blow and the radio goes out, just standing there.
Going.
We were able to send some more people because we do have battery backup. So we were able to send a few people while the power was still out. There was a couple of people, including my dad, who was stuck on the lift, got up and came down. And he's like, what are you still doing here? I was like, well, we can actually still get your time. So if you want to go for a second run, hop in. And
this is the time.
And they did, and it was great. Our après ski, they had to you know, shut the grills down because the hoods, the vents were obviously shut down because of the power. So BJ was still rocking in the bar up there. But, you know, most people just made their way over, and we visited Matty B's, kind of transformed our Après Ski over there. Tuckerman Après, of course, Tuckerman Brewing. Those guys are doing great. Looking forward to seeing what kind of hats come out this year, and mugs for all the top three in each one of the categories. So,
yeah,
you know, we've got 3 weeks left.
Still. 3 weeks left. That's
so
it. Yeah.
This was week six. We've got 7, 8, 9, and 9 is going to count most likely. So,
okay. All right. And you'll keep everybody posted on all of that, of course, captains and all of that. So everybody knows what's going on. Speaking of which, now, because we want to make sure that we finish our statement, if we're not boring, I'm sure there's some stuff going on this weekend. Over.
There's a few things going
always
on. Just a few things. But we have our ISIL championships. It's the ski club,
nice.
ISIL. And they have their championships on Saturday. That is closed to the ISIL. You have to be a ski club member to be able to participate. But on Friday, we actually have a training day for that. So Bob Gargano's put together this fabulous program with racing and all mountain skiing and for adults. And that's going to be going on Friday. And then Saturday is the ISIL Championships, with Sunday being our final You Go Girl Series race, which sponsors Jen's Friends. So we have, you know, plenty to do. We have the Beatles Studio 2 band there, Beatles cover
fantastic
band.
Fantastic guys.
Are
oh my
amazing.
Gosh.
They're
so
best. Funny. You kind of see them. They're pretty regular guys. And then all of a sudden they stand up on stage and it's like the Beatles just went into
they're
these
incredible.
Guys and they play really well. Jonathan Sardi over at the Den, and all sorts of stuff going on up at Wildcat. So
wonderful.
Check out adattach.com and skiwildcat.com for all your latest and greatest up-to-date events and information.
Will do, for sure. Again, at skiwildcat and adattach.com. You can check it out. And of course, Corey will be back next week for another Adattach Race League report. Thanks for coming in,
hey,
sir.
Hey, thanks a lot, Gino.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.